Illegal migrant trucker sentenced to only 4.8 years after killing three Americans in highway crash. By Warner Todd Houston on July 15, 2026. An illegal migrant from India was just handed a slap on the wrist sentence of only 4 years and 8 months in prison after being convicted for killing three people in a disastrous eight-car pileup in Southern California in 2025. Jashanpreet Singh, who entered the country illegally in 2022, pleaded guilty to three felony counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, Fox News reported. Singh slammed into slow-moving traffic at full speed in October of 2025 on Interstate 10 in San Bernardino County. Three people were killed outright and a dozen others were injured. U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, blasted Singh's light prison sentence as a mere slap on the wrist. 5 years is a slap on the wrist for killing three Americans. If California followed the rules, illegal aliens like Jashanpreet Singh wouldn't be driving 80,000-pound missiles down our roads. We won't stop until all illegal truckers are put out of business and held accountable. Duffy said, adding that sanctuary states are handing 80,000-pound missiles to these illegal DCL holders. 5 years is a slap on the wrist for killing three Americans. If California followed the rules, illegal aliens like Jashanpreet Singh wouldn't be driving 80,000-pound missiles down our roads. We won't stop until all illegal truckers are put out of business and held accountable. Secretary Sean Duffy, at SecDuffy, July 15, 2026. Singh was suspected of DUI, but a toxicology report revealed no drugs or alcohol in his blood and prosecutors alleged that the driver fell asleep at the wheel. The convicted illegal alien trucker reportedly entered the United States illegally in 2022 and was released into the country by the then Joe Biden-controlled U.S. immigration system. Video of the crash recorded by Singh's dashcam seems to show that the migrant semi-truck driver never applied his brakes and slammed full force into the nearly stopped vehicles in front of him. State authorities in California have defended giving the illegal alien a commercial driver's license, CDL. Dated from June 2025 and have claimed that he met the federal eligibility requirements to be issued the license. But federal officials say that Singh should have had his license revoked under the Department of Transportation's emergency policy. In a Department of Transportation press release from October 15, it was revealed that Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, was going to withhold over $40 million from California after an investigation found the state failed to comply with the department's English Language Proficiency, ELP, standards. I put states on notice this summer, enforce the Trump administration's English language requirements or the checks stop coming, Duffy said. California is the only state in the nation that refuses to ensure big rig drivers can read our road signs and communicate with law enforcement. Singh's light sentence caused outrage on social media. What a disgrace. This isn't even a fluke of the California justice system. At most, the illegal alien would have been eligible for 10 years. Letting criminals off that easy, even after they've killed three people, is by design. Kevin Roberts, at Kevin Roberts, July 15, 2026. He should have been given the death penalty. And the Fed, at Gustav Eustace. July 15, 2026. Update: nationwide fury erupts after Indian illegal alien Jashanpreet Singh gets barely 5 years in prison for literally killing Americans in a semi-truck. CDL roles must be purged, ASAP. Transportation SEC. Sean Duffy, 5 years is a slap on the wrist for killing three Americans. pic.twitter.com/conk/vx3f7w. Eric Dougherty, at Eric Lodaw. July 15, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.